Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Me'ilah, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. I'm sure you've heard the term, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveir. If your Rebbe asks you, why did you drop the garbage on the floor? And you say, my friend told me to do it. That's not an excuse. In Halacha, if I send a Shliach to do an Aveira, the Shliach can't say, well, Shiluche Shlovim Kamaisai. So, blame the person that sent me. No, you should have not listened. Divrei HaRav, the Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimim. If the Rebbe says one thing and the Talmud says something else, who are you supposed to listen to? But, like with almost every other rule, there are exceptions to the rule. I had a Rebbe that once said, every klal, every rule has an exception to the rule. So someone said, well, wait, there's a certain rule that didn't have an exception. He said, well, that rule also has an exception. The rule that every rule has an exception also has an exception. Some rules don't have an exception. But anyway, getting back to what we're saying. Me'ilah is one of the exceptions to the rule. By Me'ilah, it's the sender, the Mishaleach, not the Shliach, that's going to have to pay the Karen, the Chaimish, and the Asham. How do we know this? That by Me'ilah... Now let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Me'ilah, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. HaShliach she'asa shlichasai. A shliach that carried out his shlichas. Let's say the Baal HaBayis, he's the Mishaleach. Remember, a mem at the beginning of the word means from him to someone else. Like a malva means lending money. Makna means I'm giving something over to someone with a kinyan. Mala, to lift. A mem at the beginning of the word means from you to someone else. May, from. So the mishaleach is the sender. The shliach is the one who's carrying out the shlichas. So a shliach she'asa shlichasai, let's say the mishaleach, bishoygeg, gave money of hegdish to a shliach, and he gave him an errand to do with it. Go buy me pickles. And he did it exactly. He carried out the shlichas exactly. The din is balabayis mal. The balabayis is the one that's mal behegdish. Balabayis meaning the mishaleach. But if loy asa shlichasa, he didn't do the shlichas. He didn't bring me the pickles that I asked for. Hashliach mal, then the shlich is mal. Once he changed from what the Baal HaBayis sent him to do, it's as if he's doing it on his own. Ketzad, the Mishnah gives us examples. Amalev, the Baal HaBayis said to the shliach, 10 basal larchim, give meat to the guests. V'nosalam kavod, and he gave them liver. This meat was basar hegdish. The Baal HaBayis didn't know that. Or kavod, he said, give them liver, v'nosalam basar, and gave them meat. Hashliach mal, the shliach is mal. Why? Because he didn't do his shlichus. Even though liver is also a kind of meat, but that's not called the shliach doing the shlichus. Because if a Baal HaBayis tells you, go give meat to the archim, and all you have is liver, you should have gone back and said, should I give liver? There's only liver. Or if he told you, go give liver to the archim, and you saw there's meat, you should have gone back and said, there's no liver, should I give them meat? So once he didn't go back to ask, and he did it on his own, it's as if you did something on your own. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Amalai, the Baal HaBayis said to the shliach, ten lem, give to the archim, chaticha, chaticha. In other words, one piece of cut meat for each of the archim. Vahu, and he, the shliach, Omar, he said to the archim, Tlu, here, take on your own, shtayim, shtayim. Here, take two pieces each. Vehem natlu shalish, shalish. And they took three each. So here's an interesting din. Kulan malu, they're all ma'al behegdash. The Baal HaBayis is ma'al, because Lamaisa, he didn't change the shlichas over here. He added to it. So if the first piece of meat, he was mekayim the shlichas. The shliach is ma'al because he added the second. And the archim are ma'al because they took a third on their own. Now, the Batnura explains, this is from the Gemara. This is only if the shliach said, take one piece, that's with permission from the Baal HaBayis. He sent me to do so. And I say, am I a chrayis? You could take another one. That's how we divide what he did into two. The first part is a fulfillment of the shlichus that the Baal HaBayis gave him. The second part he did on his own. That's the reason that both the Baal HaBayis and he himself would be moel behegdish. The Baal HaBayis for the first piece and he for the second piece. But if he says, Sam, take two, Says the Gemara, that's not fulfilling the shlichus of the Balabais. The Balabais said, give one. He's saying, take two. Then only the shlich would be mail and not the Balabais. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Amar Leif, the Balabais said to the shlich, Havili, purchase for me something with money and take that money min achaloin. So achaloin literally is a window, but it's like a, they had like these openings in the walls where they kept things, built into the stone walls. That's where the money is. Or, he said to him, go buy me something with the money. And he tells him where the money is. Take the money min gluskama. That's a kind of a box. In Lashon Yavin, a box is called a gluskus. On the Pasuk V'yasim Ba'arin explains the Batanur, the Targum Yerushalmi says, V'shavin yaseh be'gluskama. Now, in this particular house, there were many chalonis, many of these like shelves in the walls, and many boxes. He didn't tell him from which one to take it. The shliach went to one of the chalonis, or one of the gluskamas, and took the money and purchased what the Balabais told him to buy. And it turns out that money was from Hekdesh. Even though the Balabais says afterwards, no, I didn't mean from that window, I meant from the other window. No, I didn't mean from this box, I meant from the other box. Behavi mizeh, he took it from this one. I didn't mean this opening of the wall. I didn't mean this box. The din is, Balabais mol, the Balabais is still mol behegdish. Ida Balabais l'taina, but he didn't do what I told him to do. And the answer is, he did do what you told him to do. Maybe he didn't do what you were thinking in your heart he should do, but you didn't explain that. Avalim omli, but if the Balabais says to the shliach, Havili, bring me something min hachaloin from the opening of the wall, what we call a window. The Havilin, the shliach, brought it me gluskuma from the box. In other words, he took the money from the box, not from the window. Or the other way around, he said me gluskuma, take the money from the box. The Havilin min hachaloin, he brought it from the chaloin, hashliach mal. Now the shliach is mal, because now you did different and what the Balabais clearly told you to do. Okay. So we learned the Yesod over here in our Mishnah that Mi'ila is one of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira. Even though it's an Aveira, we say Shiluche Shel Adam Kemoise, that what the Shliach does is not the fault of the Shliach, but it's the one who sent him. But if the Shliach changes and doesn't do exactly what he was told, then the Shliach is Mayel. For example, Balabais says to the shliach, give meat to the archim, and he gives them liver. Or the other way around, the shliach is mayel, you didn't do what you were told. Or if the Balabais says to the shliach, give to the archim each one piece. And he says the way we explained it from the Gemara, as the Batanur explains it. All right, one piece my Balabas said, I say take another piece. And they went and took three pieces. They're all mayel behegdash. The Balabais is Moel because the Shliach did his Shlichus. The one piece that he said to give, he taki gave. He just added another one on his own. And for adding the other one on his own, he's Moel Behegdish. And the guests are Moel Behegdish because they took a third piece. Then we learned the din that if the Balabais says to the Shliach, purchase me something with money and take the money from that opening in the wall or from that box, he does so, and the Balabai said, no, I didn't mean that opening. I meant a different opening of the wall. No, I didn't mean that box. I meant a different box. It doesn't help. Dvarim shebelev ein dvarim. The Balabai is, meaning the Meshaleach, is Moel Behegdish. You're the one that sent him. And he did what you said. Maybe he didn't do what you were thinking, but he did what you said. But if he tells him, bring it to me from the chaloin in the wall, and he takes the money from the box, or the other way around, then we say, not the shliach, not the Balabais, is the one that's mayel behegdish. By the way, how do we know this? How do we know when it comes to mi'ila, we don't say ein shliach lidvar aveira, that the shliach is mayel, not the one who sent him? So the Batanura says, we learn it from the pasuk, v'ashma hanefesh ahi, the one who was the first shaykeh, who made the first mistake over here? That's the one who sent him. By the way, what are the other exceptions to the rule? Where else do we say, yesh shliach lidvar aveira? Do we blame the sender, not the one who did it? So maybe you remember this from the Gemara, from some sugyas, like in Masechtas Kiddushin. If I steal a shar or a seh, Then I sell it or shecht it. I have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. 4 times the amount for the seh and 5 times the amount for the shar. So the Gemara dashes. Just like when you sell it, somebody else is buying it. If you give it to someone else to shecht, we also say the one who gave it to shecht is the one that has to pay, not the one who shechts it.